Hello, and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto, and today I'm going to share with you a quotation from Lawrence Durrell's Reflections on a Marine Venus. In the 2 years following the Second World War, he spent time in the island of Rhodes as part of the British military administration of the island before it was handed over to its own people. He had a wonderful time. It was clearly a magical place and a magical time. He made some lifelong friends there and met all kinds of amazing characters. In this case, the example I'm going to share with you, the administration had just imposed a new proclamation of censorship on the island. And this led to somebody bursting into Lawrence Durrell's office to ask him about this. And you'll see why. So I found it a wonderful quotation in all kinds of ways, and I hope you'll enjoy it equally. So here we go. Today my door flew open, and standing before me was a large, cadaverous individual with corncob teeth and curling moustaches, clad in a blood-stained smock. He turned out to be a butcher poet from one of the outlying villages. "Is it true," he said with a ghastly grimace and in a tone of such hollowness and resonance that I recognised at once the village speechmaker, "is it true that the democratic Anglo-Saxons impose censorship on works of art?" I admitted that it was true. He sighed and cast his eyes to the ceiling. "Sir," he said, "what a disappointment, after seeing the Italians run like hares." He produced from under his smock a wad of the ruled scrap paper that tradesmen use for their business jottings and held it out to me, saying simply, "I am Manoli the Butcher, and this is my epic." "Read me a little of it," I said. His eye brightened, and drawing himself up, he launched into his epic without a trace of embarrassment. It was comical, but it was also impressive, his utter self-possession. The poem itself was a portentous piece of doggerel, written in thumping 16-foot lines and entitled "The Miseries and Trials of Rhodes Under the Plague of the Fascists." As he came to the end of each page, he allowed it to drop to the floor with a superb gesture, so that at last he stood before us empty-handed with his epic littering the floor around his feet. I hope you enjoyed that. Later in the book, there's a little aftermath to this episode where a boy comes up to Lawrence Durrell on the street and hands him a parcel. When he opens the parcel, he sees that it's some fresh lamb chops, a thank you gift from the butcher poet. Thank you for listening.